Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. What has been happening with you?
It is good to see you, my elf. How are you today?
It's always good to see you. I'm good. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have this very giant Moldavite that's hanging around my neck. Have you noticed that?
I saw it.
Is it triggering you?
No. Okay. Because when you lean forward, it comes off screen. So I appreciate that.
Okay, good. It is so calming my shit down, though.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's just been a little rough go. You know, we all have these times in our life. And this, interestingly enough, Moldavite, which would literally send, like, pop my head off, is now the most calming thing. I've been wearing it every day. And P.S., I'm trying, like, there's somebody who actually wants to buy this piece, and I keep trying to put them off because it's totally serving me. It's a 17-gram big-ass chunk of Moldavite. This is the only reason I'm smiling is I'm wearing Moldavite. It's fantastic.
That would totally Moldavite melt me down.
Oh, you would absolutely lose your shit. Yeah. You would lose your shit. But me, it actually is making me happy and keeping me calm. I know people that have either been like ADHD, things like that, where Moldavite has actually calmed them down. I know also, I have another friend, her wife actually sleeps with hers. It helps her sleep. So we're just all wired different, you know?
That's why you gotta play with it, right? You gotta play with it. Find your way.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never worn it like this. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy. It's great. I dance down the hall in the house now. I mean, it's great. No, it's completely has like shifted my mood. So what do you want to do today?
Today is Insider's Insights.
Love. I believe that we are talking or going through the questions that came from a single listener.
Yes.
And her name is Mona. And you don't run across many Monas in the world.
You don't.
And or Wandas. Monas and Wandas. And they're two, funny enough, one of my favorite names is Mona and Wanda.
I did not know that.
Well, one of Suzanne's oldest friends is his name Wanda, and we call her Wicked Wanda, and that's probably why I really like the name Wanda. But for those that have, I think we've certainly talked about, you know, my old friend Mona quite a bit on the show at times.
The one who introduced us.
So this is Mona. And those who read my book read quite a bit about Mona as well. So you'll be very familiar with my love.
This is a different, the questions are from a different Mona, just to be clear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spirit Mona could ask whatever she wants.
She's better at answering questions than asking.
Oh, she is. She wasn't very good at asking. No, she wasn't. She actually liked to talk more than me. So this Mona, I'm going to say, is equally as awesome. Mona has a lot of really amazing questions. In fact, the first thing she says is, I have so many questions. I say we bite one off right now, and then we'll go to a break because I feel that you're going to force us into one because that's what you do.
Okay.
So question number one from our new friend Mona. I get that we get to choose our challenges, but what is it that makes addiction so special? I'm going to put it in. She has a question mark. So many of us fight one addiction or another. I feel like I'm constantly trying to keep control over who I am instead of balancing in moderation. I am always trying to stop myself from excess. What is that about? Oh, I love you, Mona. Go ahead, Brenda, you go, because you're going to answer it way better than my ass will.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, all answers, I'm sure, are helpful. And only she gets to choose which one is will be activated upon, if any of them. And the thing about addiction, it can take so many forms. So that's one thing that I'd say about addictions is that they're part of our school, right? They're distractions. They're things that we choose to numb us from who we are, right? So when we play small, when we want to go to sleep instead of staying woke, right? Staying conscious, we choose addiction. When we want to give our power away, right? When we don't want to feel something, we don't want to feel our vulnerability. We don't want to feel our power. We don't want to feel our truths. We don't want to be uncomfortable. that we choose to numb. And it can be with gambling. It can be with, you know, people are endlessly creative in how we give our power away. And, you know, when you say, you know, trying to keep from excess, right? So there could be a fear or even a past life around scarcity. And that could be food, that could be money, that could be, you know, any kind of resources, could be love, you know, but buying into scarcity, a nice antidote to that is working with the goddess Lakshmi, the Hindu goddess of abundance, also beauty and wisdom. So this is, you know, that might be something where you research her or meditate on a picture of her. You can just print something out from the internet. So these are things that you can try to bring into your vibration, things that would raise your frequency instead of diminishing it, because addictions will lower your vibration, right? Because it's coming off who you are at a soul level and giving into fear. Right? Because you're either choosing love or fear in any moment, and addictions are choosing fear. I'm afraid I can't feel this all. I'm afraid this will consume me. I'm afraid it will overwhelm me. I'm afraid of being uncomfortable. I'm afraid of facing the truth of my vulnerability, my perfection, my imperfection, whatever it is that you're trying to avoid. You're not choosing love in those moments. And even though a quick hit of whatever, you know, it could be a cigarette, could be something stronger, whatever, but that quick hit in the short term is really robbing you of your true full self in the long term.
Listen, when I used to smoke, because I've done all this shit, when I used to smoke, it was a really interesting thing. It was a very long time ago. So I remember going outside, and here's what was interesting. It was clearly, I mean, listen, there's no doubt it was a escapism, all of those things. But what it did, interestingly enough for me, is that it, and this is how I was able to turn it off, it gave me a moment of peace, weirdly enough. Now, my body didn't like it. It was not peaceful to my body, clearly. But it gave me that 10 minutes to, like, review where I was. And here's the thing. You can check in without smoking, people. You can smoke if you choose to. I'm not here. There's no judgment from the elf, trust me. But it's like, you can do it. But it was that check-in. And you know how smoking started for me? It was interesting. It's super, super, super jacked up. I was dieting. I was 20 years old and I was dieting. And I never smoked. I was not that kid that like was 12 years old behind the barn smoking away. I say behind the barn, clearly you know where I grew up. it wasn't like behind the skyscraper. No, mine was behind the barn, but it was dieting and it was total distraction. It was a discomfort. I mean, everything was discomfort at that time. And that's what started it.
Right. Well, and think about it, because what smoke does, right? Smoking. But what smoke does, because when you smoke, you literally put a cloud around you, it veils you to the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
Right? It literally veils you. It creates a separation between you and the rest of the world. And then when the smoke is gone, then the smell of it lingers and people will really recoil. They really, when they get close to you, they will literally take a step back because of the smell of smoke.
And don't get me wrong. There's a time in my life where that served me.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. People smoke for a reason. Shy people smoke all the time. You can't see me. Don't come near me. Like this happens a lot.
And when it comes to alcohol, interestingly enough, I know several people who very much believe that some of those that are alcoholics have psychic abilities and they're self-medicating. They're just trying to shut it the fuck down because it's just too hard for them to deal with.
Yeah, they're self-medicating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Mona, if you have voices that are too loud, you don't have to drink and you don't need to veil yourself. You just heard two of them from us, but you're welcome to do it because you're free to do whatever you need to do. the one thing is that those damn things, they follow you around from lifetime to lifetime.
Yeah.
Those addictions. Like you just, listen, if you're going to deal with it now so you don't have to deal with it next go around, next dance.
And remember, anytime you're engaged in addiction, you are betting against your soul.
There you go.
Because you're basically saying to your soul, you can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we know that's not true.
I quit my shit just for everyone knows. because I don't want to tangle with this shit again. And yeah, struggles. I get it. The struggle is real.
But just don't be confused on what's actually happening.
Correct. Okay? Don't be confused. You can do it. Just don't be confused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And with that, why don't we take a quick break?
Do you ever sign up for free subscriptions that end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars because you forgot to cancel? That used to happen to me all the time. Truebill is the one app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you're not using and simply forgot to take care of. On average, people can save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to take the time to do it. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped them save over $100 million. Just like Jennifer B., who says, "With your help, our family saved $587 per year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really didn't understand how Truebill could help me until we took that money for a very large home purchase." Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/otherside. Go right now to Truebill.com/otherside and it could save you thousands of dollars a year. Truebill.com/otherside.
Home is where we make the most delicious food. But the most tasty of all, yeah, you guessed it. Pillsbury Flaky Layers Biscuits. These layers are unstoppable. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... still going. I could do this all day. Pillsbury Grand's Flaky Layers Biscuits. Add some to your cart or head to Pillsbury.com. Pillsbury. Made at home.
At Lamps Plus, we believe your home should be a celebration of you. As the nation's largest lighting retailer, Lamps Plus offers an incredible selection of lighting, furniture, and home decor that are sure to bring out your unique style. We help customers just like you every day beautify their indoor and outdoor spaces, and at the flip of a switch, see their home in a whole new light. Because if you can dream it, you should have it. There are infinite possibilities to bring your home to life at Lamps Plus, including custom order on-demand pieces that match your personal taste and color preference. Select from over 50,000 styles to express yourself from top brands, including Minka Lavery, known for beautiful and timeless decorative chandeliers, pendants, bath lights, and outdoor fixtures to accent and bring some great warmth to your home. And now, Lamps Plus offers free shipping on all orders. Yep, free. For the latest sale up to 50% off selected designs, go to lampsplus.com/iHeart now. That's lampsplus.com/iHeart for up to 50% off. Shop Lamps Plus and let yourself shine.
And welcome back. And I believe we have an appearance from Nerdy Elf.
You know, it is a little Nerdy Elf. And my new best friend, Mona. So number two, her question, and she called it ghosts versus spirits, like it's a football game or something. I like that.
That was good. That's good.
Yeah, right? I'm afraid I will wear a ghost jersey. I just because I think our logo will be better.
Nice.
People ask questions about ghosts versus spirits all the time. And you know what did I say? I say, I don't care what you use. Just use a word.
I call them spooks. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just how you want to call them. Some people want to get technical and get all shitty on the interweb and whatever. Yeah. I don't care. It's the same fucking difference to me. That's my answer to that. She asks, are visual apparitions energy echoes? This is the energy echo we're going to get back to. The way you explained the anger of the girl ghost from a couple of episodes back really helped me to understand how they can get stuck.
I think that was when you were in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Is that what she's talking about? Okay.
Do you know how many people have brought that episode up to me? Like, they have reached out a lot about the lady in white. But then I started to think, but what if we have all made our contracts? Where did this life ending come from that the spirit was upset about? We got to break this down. For one is an energy echo. So I've never actually heard that term. I know what an echo is and I know what energy is. So I actually went and I Googled it. And here's what happened. This is going to make you laugh first. Here's what happened. I Google it. Everything comes in German. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with my computer? Because I use a VPN, it has me in Germany. So I'm getting all this shit from Germany right now. Not shit, because it's, you know, it's part of my lineage. So whatevs. But it's like, I see this. When I'm trying to get energy echoes, everything's in German. I'm like, I don't think I can answer this on the show because everything's coming up in German.
That's so awesome.
But what I figured out, what Mona was talking about, because an echo is something that can, it starts from someplace else. Like the origin is not in your space, right? And that's what an echo, so sure. Like a sound echo, those types of things, mm-hmm. They carry. And I think that's what she meant is an energy echo. Does that make sense to you? I was trying to break it down.
Yeah, no, exactly. And especially when it's an energy echo, it morphs along the way.
Correct. Correct. Have you used that term before? We've never had this conversation.
Yeah, I don't think you and I have, but it's come up in conversations before. Yes.
but here's what I think is interesting. And this is something that comes up interestingly a lot. So I'm really glad Mona brought this up. And when she says, but I started to think, I love that. She wasn't thinking before. I started to think, but if we all have made it, if we have our contracts, where does the, how we effectively jump the planet and what made us so mad about it is what she said. And I just want to be clear that, and this is where people get, I think, really messed up when you start talking about, like, you know, our soul contracts, or we start talking about, it's like things that were in our plan, right? Our life's plan, our life's purpose, all these kind of things. And they think there's like this literal meaning to it. And they forget there's free will.
They're like spirit lawyers up there.
Seriously. It's not how it works. No. And please, God, there not be lawyers up there. There's enough down here to take up for whatever the population should be up there. But we have free will. And also shit happens. Because it does. Not everything is predetermined. So I just think that's an important thing to bring up.
Very little is predetermined. So, but when we think about karma, right, we think you have an opportunity to set this debt or this, you know, imbalance into balance. But how we do that is not dictated at all in the soul contract. It's an open invitation. We get to activate these aspects of our soul contract.
Well, it's the thing, it's this belief or desire or something that whatever happens was meant to be kind of thing. People like to say it was meant to be. I mean, and I know I bring up COVID-19 all the time, and I'm going to bring it up in this case again. It's like there's this whole movement going on in Arkansas. They're all pissed off at Asa Hutchinson, who's the governor here, because P.S., he's a great example of why we need term limits, because he is a kick-ass governor right now, even though he's a Republican. Kick-ass governor right now, because he's going around trying to convince people to get vaccines. He's not playing the game, right? Because he's not worried about getting reelected. He doesn't care because his term is up. But he's doing all these town halls around the state. And what he's getting back from people is, you are interfering with the Christian way. God will make sure that I don't blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, No, you're getting things confused. You're getting science confused with faith. And you're being lazy and you're being an asshole. But that's judgment, clearly. But I think people get confused, right? They get confused about what is really meant to be. And it's like, no, you create your own shit, man. You're in charge of your life here.
Right. And again, you know, the contract we come to do is not like a checklist. Okay. It is, you can do one thing and clear hundreds of karmic debts if you do one pure thing that may or may not be related to the debts in our logic earth mind, right? Our human mind. And because this happens on such a multidimensional playing field. And so people need to be really clear about that. So that's why it's so important to understand yourself, to be in touch and reflective of your relationship with the divine, how you connect and how your life is informed with the other side, right? That's one reason we want to do the show, so that people can see there's a bigger game at play, so to speak.
Right.
You know, we have Earth School, right, which is hard, but then there's a whole game behind it.
It's your soul syllabus.
Your soul syllabus, nicely done. But that's how I'd have you think about it. So how this this lady in white, right, in the hotel passed, clearly was not in her soul contract or in her consciousness, because she was still upset about how she passed. And she gets to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I do have an update. I'm going to give a Lady in White update. I can't help it. I have to. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to now.
It's
going to
be a cliffhanger. Come right back.
At Office Depot Office Max, helping businesses start, manage, and grow is at the heart of our mission. And we've got everything you need to succeed in every phase of your journey. Just getting things up and running? Congrats. We'll help you get set up for success in a workspace that works for you. Whether you're working from home, in the office, or both, you'll find ergonomic furniture and chairs to keep you comfortable and supported. Plus, all the PCs, printers, and 24/7 remote tech support subscription plans to keep you connected wherever work takes you. Ready to grow your business? We are too. We can help you open new doors and possibilities and let your business shine with eye-catching signs, banners, and business cards. We'll also help you organize your space, get your to-dos done, and even put a little time back in your day. So stop by your nearest store or visit us at officedepot.com and pick up your qualifying order in-store in 30 minutes or have it all delivered to your door next business day. Because at Office Depot Office Max, our business is to keep business going.
I'm Baratunde Thurston, and this is Force Multiplier, a podcast about leveling up the impact we can have on the world through the relationships we create. Join me as I sit with leaders from across the public, private, and nonprofit world who are forging partnerships to tackle some of the toughest challenges facing us today. Leaders like Dr. Dominic Mack.
The Force Multiplier is to include the community at the beginning stage in the development of these programs and give them the resources. So it's understanding the importance of that communication from a trusted source. That's been the cornerstone of the program, to seek and rely on partners who really know these communities. You know, that's powerful.
Force Multiplier is an iHeartRadio original podcast with Salesforce.org. Let's change the world one relationship at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Visa. You probably think Visa is a credit card company, huh? But that name you see on everything is actually more like a signature. Visa is a network working to turn phones into storefronts, to help enable gig workers to make every day payday, and working to help shopkeepers sell from almost anywhere. Visa is working to open doors all over the world so more of us can play a part in this commerce thing. Meet Visa, a network working for everyone.
And welcome back to our cliffhanger. What's the update?
Okay, this is actually a phenomenal update. I know I've talked about my friend Julie here. We call her OJ for other Julie. She likes to say the original Julie because she's older than me, but she's other Julie. Yeah, whatever, OJ. So OJ is like was sending me texts the other day. And she's like, the text said, "The lady in white." And I'm looking at it going, what the fuck are you talking about? I had no idea. I didn't even connect it back. No, because that's all the text said. You have to understand, I talk to this woman practically every day. She is one of my dearest friends, and I love her dearly. So we have, you know, we talk a lot. We do lots of stuff. And so I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? So I text back, I go, what the fuck are you talking about? And she goes, the lady in white just came to see me. So I said, okay, listen, I need to call you. Give me half an hour and I'll call you. So 2.5 hours later, I call her and because I can't keep time for shit. I get caught up. I wander like I am right now. I just wander, right? I just wander a lot. So anyway, I call her and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? She goes, you're not going to believe this. I go, okay. And then, of course, before she tells me, she goes, will you ask Brenda about this? Everybody, by the way, they love to, okay, I can touch that, but will you ask Brenda? That's my favorite thing. Will you ask Brenda? What does Brenda think? Nice. And my response is, fuck you. So she tells me that she was a little backlogged on our episodes. And so she started listening to that episode. And she goes, right before you start talking about her in that room, because she knows Eureka. She's lived out here her whole adult life. She's been to the Crescent Hotel multiple times. And she goes, before you start talking about her, I started feeling this pressure on my throat.
Double down on the prayer protection.
Seriously. She goes, but she wasn't trying to hurt me. She goes, and it was a little further, and like it was more on her lymph nodes, which I actually think is where she had me. I think I said throat in the episode because it's all to me the throat section. It's all the throat chakra. So, but I'm actually touching my nose, and I think that's kind of where she had me. And she goes, and I felt more pressure on my right side than my, I mean, like she had details because it just happened. Okay. Like, I think when she was listening, she sent me a text and like, and then, and here's what's really funny, interesting is, I said, well, what'd you do? I said, you tell her to back the fuck off. Cause that's what she's supposed to do. Cause that's rude. And she goes, you mean it's not scary? I said, it's just rude. Scary or not, rude is first. I go rude, and then I go at whatever comes after that. And she goes, well, she goes, I got a little obsessed for a moment. And I went and Googled her, apparently not in German, even though her husband is German. And his name is Volker.
So he could have read it.
He could have read the stuff about the echo, right? So he could have. And she goes, so I read very briefly, and she goes, and when I turned my phone off, it went away.
Ooh.
If everybody could have seen my witchy poo's eyes, it was priceless because they got real big. Anyway, that's my update on the lady in white that she came to visit OJ.
She's busy, huh? Okay.
And OJ is very psychic.
Clearly.
Like, she doesn't know what the hell to do with it, but she is super duper psychic. Like, she's the one when I sent her the black tourmaline, like, years ago when she finally told me that she's been having sleep paralysis since she was nine. Mm-hmm. She's the one that I sent it to, and I had her grid it in her room properly. And the next day, I'm like, so what happened? And she goes, it was a crazy thing. She goes, best night's sleep I've ever had in my life. Aww. And I said, did you see anything? She goes, I did. And she goes, I saw this like kind of blue shield, like a very kind of a light electric blue around her. And she saw energies trying to get in. Like she could see the, you see me moving my hand. What is it that I'm doing?
Like I'm trying to make an indentation, trying to get through, trying to get breakthrough. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And I said, did it scare you? She goes, no, never felt safer in my life. She goes, they didn't bother me. She goes, I knew that I was behind the shield. So what are they going to do?
Yeah, she's a badass.
And that's awesome. Been a good 5 to 6 years that happened and has not had one episode of sleep paralysis since.
No breakthrough. Love that.
No breakthrough at all. But she's super psych. She sees. Like she's clairvoyant. Like,
yeah.
She sees. Anyway.
Clear vision. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Boy, does she ever. Okay. Yeah. I rambled on. In typical elf fashion about the lady in white, what I wasn't going to talk about. So we're going to have to make Mona part two because we have still questions left.
So Mona, I hope you can understand that the contracts we have are not detailed and specific as the legal contracts are here in Earth School, but the soul contracts are invitations for us to balance debts as well as expand our soul skill and mastery.
And if there's a pissed off ghost, you know what? They didn't do their stuff. So they either balanced in a rough way. They, who knows, right? And why they're angry.
Yeah. I mean, she can also be upset that she had so much potential in her life and she didn't get a chance to have a shot at her contract.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. So that's usually right. Why a lot of them are not happy is because they either screwed it up themselves. They didn't get a shot at it. When we look at different soldiers, it was shocking and they're mad, you know, so there's all sorts of reasons why there are spirits. And the other thing to know, Miss Mona, Mona number two, Mona Jr., is when, what's the best way to put it? When, cause I'm looking at soldiers right now, but just for the record, like I'm looking at soldiers who have passed is they can also be in multiple places at one time. That's the other thing is they don't only just they're not just destined to be. And if they're moving around in a loop or something like that, they can be in multiple places. Like my mom can come see me and Brenda and my brother and Suzanne and Cubby and everybody else all at the same time. So just to know that piece, too, I just think that's an important distinction.
Yeah, they're not trapped. Yeah. Doesn't mean that some don't get trapped in some frequencies on the earth where they don't have access to other things. Yeah. But I think about even in the back of our house, we have a brick wall that was built back in the 20s. And I'll run into that former homeowner who hand built that wall when I'm working in the garden, right? But he's not trapped in the wall. Like, you know, right? We talk about things. So just because they're on the earth plane doesn't mean they're trapped. Just, you
know. Exactly right. Exactly right.
So, okay, Mona, I hope that helped. Round one.
Round one. Mona, you're coming back for two, man. This is a second baser for you, sister. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we'll have some more Mona for you, more Mona questions. And in the meantime, remember, Earth School is hard.
Without the other side.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.